So when we start to talk about and consider together the nature of atmosphere, we then naturally ask the question, well, what is the role of the teacher in a classroom or a parent in a home? How is it that we cultivate an atmosphere that's both joyful and free and ordered to what's good, true, and beautiful? Because children can run wild when left on their own. They have this wonderful capacity and resonance with what's good and true and beautiful. But they also have this, we call it original sin in the Christian tradition, this fallen nature, and such that they tend to, at times, run off in mischievous directions and need to be hemmed in a little bit. So how is it that the teacher does that, or the parent? So we need to talk about two things that are related. One is the nature of authority in the classroom or in the home. And the other is what Charlotte Mason calls the role of masterly inactivity, which is just a tremendous concept. So first, authority. To understand the right position of authority, you have to make a distinction between the authoritarian and the authoritative leader. Authoritarians are generally acting out of a sense of anxiety, and children read it in a second. And what it looks like is something like this. I'm not okay if you're not doing what I think you ought to be doing. So it's not good to be me here with you if you're not behaving like I think you should behave. And your behavior is causing me anxiety, so I'm going to cause you anxiety. And I'm going to control you, and I'm going to hem you in, really, though we don't say this, but this is really what's happening, so that I can manage my own anxiety. In other words, I'll feel good about myself, and it'll be good to be me here with you if you just do what you're supposed to do. Well, you walk into a classroom like that, and it's death, because it's all anxiety controlled. There's no space for children making mistakes. The hammer falls. Everybody's walking on eggshells. That squelches curiosity. That squelches the love of learning. That squelches growth. Everybody's just paralyzed. And again, the dutiful ones, they're working real hard, being trained to be lifetime neurotic codependents, but they are working real hard to make sure all the messes are cleaned up. And then you've got the duck and cover, and they're just learning to be good depressives because I can't move, somebody's going to do something wrong, and the hammer's going to fall. And then you've got those who are saying, to heck with your eggshells, to heck with your emotions. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'll get in your face. That's generally the three reactions to the authoritarian. On the other hand, the authoritative leader recognizes first that my authority is not vested in myself. It's not vested in my will. It's not vested in what I want, what I like. My authority is an office given to me by a higher power, and I rest in that higher power. I too am under authority. And I've learned to peacefully live under authority, so now I can peacefully be in authority. The teacher who cannot peacefully, let's say, conform to the teacher dress code, cannot peacefully conform to the schedule, cannot peacefully take correction, cannot peacefully follow instructions, that person will invariably not be peacefully in authority in the classroom.
Charlotte Mason speaks in her volume on school education in the early chapters about authority, the authority of a teacher and the authority of a parent. She speaks about them as being persons whose lives are authorized. They too are under authority, and that the children will be under their authority, and that it is the hope that the children will grow in this authority to authorize their own lives, and then by that authorization be given different authorities as they grow. Saying all this, sometimes when we think about authority, we have negative feelings about authority. And because authority is often being put in the place of not allowing us to do what we want to do. And Charlotte Mason speaks very clearly about the distinguishing between I want and I will. You see, it's not just a Victorian idea of having duty and having ought and what we owe. It's a very biblical idea. And that idea has been permeated throughout the ages of persons who govern themselves and who are part of governing others.
Because authority is vested in an office and a responsibility, it's not vested in the self or the will. So it's not about what I want, it's about what's good. So I'm very clear about what's good, what's true, what's right. It's good to be me here with you when you have done that which is less than good, true, and beautiful. It's still good for me to be here with you. That's why I'm here. I'm here because I know you're going to screw up sometimes, and I'm here to help you. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I am your ally on your side. It's good to be me here with you. But this behavior, you know, we can't do that. We're moving in a different direction, and I'm here with you. We're going to figure out together a strategy of how we can help you move in a more life-giving direction. But I'm with you, and I am for you. There's no anxiety. So the teacher is peacefully authoritative, in authority, peacefully under authority, peacefully in authority, and there's a clear sense that we are all in the boat together because all of us are under authority. And I'm no different from you in the sense that I'm under authority and you're under authority. It's just that we are different in that I have a role to play here, a responsibility to see that you're on track with the good, true, and the beautiful. And therefore, I'm setting a culture and an atmosphere, and I'm protecting and preserving that for us all so that this can stay a place of joy, a place of curiosity, a place of exploration, a place of learning, and nobody's fearful. And nobody is self-indulgent, because that's the second of the great sins. From my years of counseling experience, working with hundreds of people, when they get in trouble, they're either acting out of anxiety or they're acting out of the old-fashioned word lust, an excessive, distorted desire for a thing. And so we're usually dealing with one of those two things. My job as teacher or parent is when you're moving out of fear, moving out of the wrong kind of destructive desires, I'm going to help move you back in the right direction. I'm peacefully in authority. I'm authoritative, not authoritarian. Authoritarianism destroys the atmosphere. Also, anarchy destroys the atmosphere. So I got to stay in authority. There's always an error on the left and an error on the right. If the error on the right is authoritarianism, the error on the left is anarchy or license.